in Miami for also room shit. When I step a stampede, foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, Van Cleef, diamonds on. I see my eyes linking up. I'm like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that whole enough is enough. They was just in my DMs, ain't no trust in these sluts. I'm about to call up Diamond, bitch. Nub.
Yeah, so we the people that represent
what
Aladdin,
people?
Me, myself, and many, many other people are here that has definite evidence to back up at this court juncture that Aladdin got gypped in the movie of Aladdin. If you watch that movie, according to the lamp, you get three wishes. He got gypped out of two of them.
He didn't get gypped.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
Listen, he is a sea urchin from the street who was scamming and manipulative. And if you know the real story of Aladdin, you wouldn't be defending this man, okay?
You wouldn't be defending this man, okay? So context here, the Disney version of Aladdin.
Yeah, and the genie did right by him, okay? We ain't going to blasphemize the genie. He did right by Aladdin.
Hell yeah, we are.
No,
all
we're
right.
not.
Instance number one, and I will give you this article. Too.
Right.
Instance number one, his first wish was to be a prince. Okay?
In the movie.
I just said the movie. I'm talking about the movie. The first wish was for him to become a prince. And later on, he says, oh, what's going to happen when Jasmine finds out that I'm not a real prince? Because the genie didn't actually grant him that wish.
He did, but it was in circumstantial ways. Because he said, let's enter this. The genie was never going to be able to make him a prince. Because that means he would have to.
Why not?
Because that means it goes against what Jinn do. Jinn are not allowed for you to take over land for a human. You have to word the wish in such a way. So he gave him the illusion that he was a prince. Whose fault is that? That's Aladdin's fault for not knowing how to properly make a wish.
They didn't cover that in the movie, okay?
But it's common knowledge if you follow Jinn lore.
Common knowledge.
And Aladdin was following Jinn lore, so he knew the knowledge of it. With that being said, Aladdin is one of my favorite Disney films. I love that movie. I can watch it today. But I will always say that Aladdin was a mischievous miscreant that should have never got married to Jasmine because she could have done better. And Jafar was right.
Wish number two.
Okay.
That they tried to say was his wish.
Yes.
In the scene, and I'm going to read this verbatim. Where Aladdin is drowning, Genie saves him using one of Aladdin's wishes.
Yes.
But Aladdin doesn't wish for the genie to save him. He physically can't because he's unconscious and drowning. Instead, Genie shakes him a bit, making his head nod, and then interprets that as Aladdin wishing to be saved. Genie then rescues him using wish number two. In actuality, he saved him on his own volition.
Absolutely not. He had to get Aladdin to move his head any a little bit away because he could have let him die. Genie did the right thing because
he robbed him of a wish.
He did not rob him.
And
then that means you want him to die and the story's over and now Jasmine's with Jafar and now she's getting abused.
No.
See, this
How
is what
about
happens
you just
when you
be
have
a good
contest
person
with desperate
and save and save Aladdin?
He's not a person. He's a djinn.
How about you be a good genie and just save him?
He can't because that goes against djinn lore.
So genies just can't hook people up.
They cannot save you unless you ask to be saved.
Then why did the genie save him and then not count it?
He did count it because that's why Aladdin couldn't get no more wishes.
No, at the very beginning of the movie, he was trapped.
So that is why, at the beginning of the movie, I realized. Aladdin wasn't a good person because he manipulated the genie and he knew he manipulated the genie. So what, at that moment, if you just said what you said, you just proved that he used all three wishes appropriately.
He did not wish to be saved. That's
so
all
you're,
I know.
You're saying the movie should have ended in that moment with him dying in the water.
I'm saying...
Because the genie could not save
him. Just hook him up.
The genie can watch any genie movie you watch. They cannot do it unless they are asked.
Did Aladdin have kids?
Did he? I don't know. I hope not.
If he has kid, whatever his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson is, Genie, hook him up. Since he
can't, because Genie is free now. Genie is free. He is a free, immortal being roaming this earth. AKA Will Smith.
It's a disgrace. the only wish I'm going to grant. Oh, Genie, I wish you to be free. Thanks. Peace out.
And he did not wish to be a, because when he did officially wish to be a prince, Genie's like, I can't do that. But we can give you the illusion of the prince. And he changed his wish in that moment.
L, you got a horse in this race?
Absolutely not.
Don't sit up here.
I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you the article.
You can send me the article, and I will write a rebuttal.
No,
and I have research.
I think that. Oh gosh, I think what Chris was saying was spot on as far as the djinn, because it wasn't like Genie could just do things.
They cannot.
All right. Genie could just not do things. And to say Aladdin was robbed is like, nah, Genie was like, I can do stuff within certain reasons, but I can't just up and like, just make you a prince, you know, just, right. You know, but hey, I can make you look fly like
he
one.
Explained to Aladdin what he couldn't do.
Yes.
Becoming a prince was not one of the things that he said he couldn't do.
It is because he, in order to become a prince, well, see, one, Aladdin didn't follow, Aladdin obviously did not know and follow Jin Law, or lore, because even being in that area, which always irks me a little bit, in order for Aladdin to be a prince, he would have to be sovereign over a land. What land would he have been sovereign over?
Then you're an all-powerful genie. You change the rules.
You don't change your that. Then
you're a genie. You have almost unlimited power.
Can't change the rules like that, because technically,
then you know what? Disney should have explained that. How about that?
Disney was trying to make, listen, Disney was trying to market to boys at that time during the 90s, because apparently too many people were like upset with, like, you know, the whole Disney princess before it became a thing, and they wanted a movie that appealed to young men. Unfortunately, it didn't. And with that being said, Jin, if you really talk about Jin, D-J-I-N-N, they are inherently evil. They will never give you the wish that you wish for. If you say, I wish for a mortal life, but you don't say you have wished for immortal health with it, you will have immortal life and you will always be suffering from disease. If you say I wish for it to be have $1 million, they will give you $1 million and all the problems that come with $1 million. You have to be so specific in how you say I wish, to the point where they can't find a way to cause you psychological harm or pain, because they don't even want to cash you the wish. So the fact that this genie actually took the time to find a way to save him by making him wish for a wish to be saved, and then he was and you know he was real ignorant to him afterwards. Let's be realistic. He got real nasty with the genie after that, saying, "Well, I didn't wish for that." And this rag of the genie.
I got a position. Atlanta was a bitch ass nigga.
Hey yo, what's up? We're three angry black people, as you can probably see by how we started this one.
I don't actually like Aladdin.
Why not? Why?
I don't actually like him. The more I think about this, the more I'm like, Jasmine could have did better. Like, I'm going to be real. And maybe it's because I watched Lion King and I'm more of a fan of Lion King than I am of Aladdin. I'm more of a fan of Emperor's New Groove. Like, I like, don't get me wrong, I like Aladdin as a Disney movie, I like it. Right?
Right.
But Aladdin as a character, Jasmine was too good for him. Way too good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, just was. And Genie was, like, way too good for, man, he's a bitch ass nigga.
Genie is a friend that rest you don't replace.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yeah. Like, man, Aladdin.
What's going on, y'all? Big Rob is in the house. El Lorenzo is in the house. Chris is in the house.
You know who ain't in the house? The punk ass Aladdin.
That's right.
I don't like his
That's
ass.
Right. I sent y'all. Iago
should have like pecked him right in the dick.
What?
I said it. Iago should have pecked him right in the dick. Flew up and just pow, right in the dick. Right in the dick.
I mean, I
put him in the hospital. Ain't going to be no kids. Can't have no kids because they ain't got a working dick.
How about you tell the millions of children, Aladdin watchers, what you just said?
You don't want to play this game with me.
I'm just saying. Okay. You're talking about pecking Aladdin
dear parents that listen to this show. If you are crazy enough to have us, like, just playing in the background where your children can hear what is being said, I'm sorry, small child, but Aladdin is a jerk. I'll censor this. And he deserves a swift attack to his nether regions. You can ask your parents what this all means. And then also ask them, why are they playing this podcast at such a loud, obnoxious volume?
It's one jump ahead of the nut punch.
If you are new to this show, it will tell you that this is a 18, that there's profanity. This is a grown person's type podcast. You must be over the age of what, 18, 16? You must be old enough to know better before you listen to this show.
You can smoke and vote.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that being said, yes, Aladdin should catch a peck. Aladdin needs to get his ass whooped. I said it. That's my hot take. This episode is all about shenanigans. Honestly, from my last show, it was a lot of serious topics I wanted to get into. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I will say that right now we are kind of watching for stories that are like in development. So just want to put a couple things out there. We definitely will be talking about at some point, because this is going to have to be said. Tiffany Haynard's accused of trying to silence a sexual assault accuser. That is something that's coming up. If you're not familiar with Tiffany Haynard, I got to tell you, she's a Illinois self-described super mayor, and she's facing renewed calls for resignation amid the state investigation into claims that she tried to silence a subordinate who accused a trustee of sexual assault. So that is currently going on.
Hush money payment?
Oh, it's far worse.
It's far worse. And this is a story that I wanted to get into in the previous episode. Really, honestly, because we're keeping this at an hour, really, just due to time constraints. Didn't want to dive into this one too much. However, we definitely will be circling back with the story, especially because there's so much going on. But real quick, and y'all can certainly follow up. The victim claims she started to feel Let's back it up. All right, bless you. The State Department of Human Rights has launched a probe into a pair of complaints filed against Dalton's mayor office, in which a former assistant claims she was sexually assaulted by a trustee while on a taxpayer-funded trip to Las Vegas. This is according to WGN-TV. The victim claims she started to feel disoriented and extremely lightheaded after having dinner with an unidentified trustee on a Vegas trip, according to WGN-TV. Which obtained a copy of the complaint. She allegedly woke up the next morning in the trustee's hotel room with no memory how she got there and was experiencing physical discomfort.
They got the Bill Cosby? Oh. Mm-hmm.
A separate complaint filed by Officer Brian Miles, part of Haynard's 1 million security detail, claims that the trustee called and FaceTimed him the night of the alleged assault and boasted about bedding the woman. All right, so that is something that's currently going on. And what's sad is that there's a lot of people that are just trying to disregard stuff that is currently being said about Haynard's activity and how she is trying to silence this former employee. It's a lot going on, especially one probe is how the township's money is being spent. So that's a whole nother case. It's a deep story, y'all, and absolutely this is something we're going to be circling back to. Yeah, and if you look up articles literally about Tiffany Hanyard, you'll see that one of the articles even talks about how with all the allegations, she still showed her face at a meeting. So it's crazy. In fact, Daily Mail has it. Embattled Illinois Mayor Tiffany Hanyard accused of misusing government money on glam squads. You know,
I feel like the court of public opinion usually wins out in these cases. Like, you get like. When you get oftentimes when these scandals come out about these political figures, non-presidential, they usually get pressured on all sides to resign.
Oh, this is bad. It's like, I want to know why is she holding two public office positions? Like, it's only illegal for certain governments, aka federal and state government, but like, why is she like the mayor of one?
Yeah.
And I can't remember what she does for Thornton, but she's like a public official in Thornton. Like, ma'am.
Yeah, once you turn your eyes to the dirt, it's like you're kind of forced to do something.
And also, like, you know, the FOIA. Like, I went through and researched this really, like, in depth. I'm like, one, I'm so sick. Oh, I want to just go ahead and say it. And if you want to send hate mail, you can at get@3abp.com. I hope I said that right.
You did.
All right, cool. And you can send it to Chris, and I'll just tell you I don't care. I don't know why all of a sudden black women feel like they can do the same thing as white politicians. And
yeah, I was
there. It is.
That was my other thought. Go ahead.
I just there can't it do it because I was like, someone got sexually assaulted on a trip to a economic empowerment seminar in Vegas, and then you're like, oh, someone told me they will handle it, and then all of a sudden no one wants to give up the information, then all this money is missing from the town, and then like, oh, there was one video where the guy was like, don't you put my name in your mouth, and I said, oh, he is an angry person, and then like you go and look at it and like the town's records are a mess, they have millions of dollars missing, and I'm like, no offense, I get, and it, I'm gonna sound so horrible, it wouldn't be so bad if this was a mixed population, okay? I still would be looking at her side eye. But this is primarily an African-American town, so you screwing over your own people?
Yes.
She's done.
Yeah.
She's done.
And
I'm super mayor.
And also, just even how she was, like, carrying herself, I'm like, good gosh. They made the wrong person mayor. And it's sad because if you go and look her up on, like, you know, Twitter, you just see how people are, like, you know, riding for. And this brings me to a question you had, Big Rob, when we were talking about the news that you shared with Kamala Harris and, you know, pushing for the decriminalization of marijuana.
I got to pull it up. I think they were changing the category. They wanted to change the category.
Yeah, they wanted to change the schedule, which will still mean it's illegal federally, but it'll carry a lighter sentence. And like I was telling Al earlier, sorry to interrupt. This has been something they have discussed behind closed doors at a lot of different agencies for decades. And I can say decades now because we're in the 2020s. So like since 2000, they've been discussing it. And I think I think people don't realize how much discussion goes into a lot of things before they change it. Because changing it will do three things. Then you have to put the taxation in process. You have to also get the states to be on the same level of decriminalization. And then on top of that, like, what do you do with people who are currently serving sentences? And if the sentences are linked to violent crimes while at it?
Well, I mean, right now, though, it's in the same... Isn't marijuana in the same category as, like, heroin?
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. They need to switch the category.
Yeah.
You know, because if you do that... And the reason I... And the whole reason I saw this article was because on my Seeking Alpha, which is a financial app for stocks and everything, if you're into the stock market, this is a big deal because if they can get that to go through, that opens up a lot of the channels that have, you know, because there's been a lot of headwinds against weed stocks because right. of because of it being in the category that it's in. So if they can get that to go through, it will, you know, probably open up a lot. So yeah.
So right now, reclassify marijuana as Schedule 3 will put it on the same list as substances like ketamine, testosterone, and Tylenol with codeine.
Yes.
Which means, like, it's not legal for you to have Tylenol with codeine unless you have it in large amounts, right? Right. And the same with ketamine. Like, ketamine is actually a drug that people can use.
Yeah.
But it is illegal to have without a doctor's note and without being under doctor's supervision.
Yeah.
So, again, but the thing about it is, like, okay, bam, on January 16th, 2024. On that Friday, HHS released a 252-page review that explains the rationale for rescheduling marijuana under Schedule 3 of the CSA, a classification intended for drugs with a moderate to low potential for physical or psychological dependence, such as Tylenol with codeine or ketamine. And I do understand why most people are like, it should have been, you know, reclassified. And it has a lot of racism behind marijuana. There's a lot of racism in why it was classified as a drug in the first place. It's still a lot of racism behind it because that's how they get a lot of brown people in jail, and especially on kingpin charges, on racketeering charges. But also on the flip side of it, as much there's, I don't think people always blame the government for not doing their due diligence. And in this moment, I think that the government is doing their due diligence because reclassifying something has economic effects on us. And the economic effects, as much as we want to say, oh, it's going to help the people, it never necessarily helps the people. It's like when they deregulated utilities, and then we started having utility bills out the wazoo that wasn't affordable. And now they can't get it back.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing because utilities aren't illegal.
No. But it is the same thing when you think about, like, when you deregulate something, right, what happened? We had for a few years, we had really crazy electric bills. Like, electric bills were getting to the point where it was unsustainable for most people, right? If you deregulate a drug, which is, you know, from illegal to kind of being, like, semi-legal, right?
Right.
The economic consequences of it will be thoroughly impacted across all, like, all economic statuses. But not only that, you also have implications across the justice system. Not saying you don't want to let people free. I'm all for letting people free if they're nonviolent offenders and if they haven't done anything that has caused severe harm to a community. But then you have, I think people don't realize, there are cases where, yeah, they might have had, like, 500 pounds of weed to sell for distribution and also murdered, like, three people. So now, like, you're getting them off on the weed charge, but let's say the murder charges didn't stick. It's weird little stuff like that.
I feel like though, having that as taxable income, I think in the long run it is better though.
But then will it be taxable? And then that means what's going
to
happen?
Because you have companies. Yeah, because you have these companies that are selling it.
But then once you have it taxable, right? Who's going to regulate it? And after you decide who regulates it, what does that mean for jobs? Because that means if you was terminated because you smoked weed, and they tested you for it, and you were terminated,
right?
You now can sue your company if they make it a form of legal.
Yeah, but it's a weak case because the laws were different. It's like a law change. You can't be responsible for changes.
It's a weak case, but do you know how many people bosses actively have went to search for people who smoke weed because they want, like, I want to get rid of this bastard. I want to get rid of this. I want to get rid of her. Test her for weed. And, like, because they have random drug tests. So it's one of those weird things where it's not saying I'm not for it. I'm 100% for it. But I do understand why it's taking so long for them to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
And to that point, when I told you, Rob, that I feel like that's the bare minimum that they can do, like the least, I meant that is with everything that they try and pass that really should be helping people, or the stuff they should have been trying to pass and they don't, it's like, hey, how about you at least give us the basic shit? You know, like,
right.
And that's what I meant by that. And of course, my skepticism is, you know, always what it is because, what can I say? That's how I feel about government. But I expect us to see a lot of bills and things being proposed over the next couple months. One that I find interesting in relation to that as well is that Rashida Tlaib actually wants to reform the music industry with a living wage for musicians. She's mm-hmm. actually proposing a legislation that aims to give artists their fair share who earn only fractions of a penny per digital streams. So I like that where this is going, and mm-hmm. certainly hope that we actually see something come of this, because of the fact that, as we know, artists really don't make a lot from streaming at all. And so this is something I really hope to see. At least with Rashida in this, I'm not a skeptic. I'm usually a skeptic depending on who it is that's proposing things.
Right.
And really, like I said, because Robbie was like, you know, can we give points to Kamala for, you know, wanting to change classification and everything? And
right.
Yeah, we can. I still do it with a bit of skepticism because of the year that it's in. And it's, you know, just to me, if I'm being to the point, our government for the longest time, when it comes to the basic needs of the people, has not been really forthcoming when it's about making these things happen.
That's true.
We should definitely have better health care. And that's just the start of it. There's a lot. And even locally, even when we talk about things locally, it's things that should be done so much better and for our benefit. And it never is. It's always for corporate benefit.
I see a future
mm-hmm.
where Kamala is president. I really see that as a possibility.
I do too, because I don't see Joe's gonna make it.
Listen,
me say this disclaimer too. We're not wishing any ill will. Okay. Don't mm-hmm. so, you know, just in case there's some sort of algorithm or something out there that tries to, you know, center us, you know. I don't want that to happen. I'm just saying he's old. I'm just saying he's old.
You know, going by that, and I will say this, because I offered this as a consolation, is that between the two, I have more trust in Kamala than I have in Biden. I have way more trust in Kamala.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We should talk about that. I've never been a huge fan of Biden. We all know the reason. If you voted for Biden, everybody knows why you voted for Biden.
Right.
I think there's very few people that's going to be like, oh, I voted for Biden because I really think Biden can do a job. Dang, why you voted for Biden?
It's just like many people that when I look at TV, they say, it's like, well, we have a sucky choice, but I'm going to vote for Biden because the other person's a maniac.
And that's usually how it's been going. Like, honestly, every voting situation has never been, hey, we got two really great candidates who look like, you know, they're going to get in there and get things done. No, it's always been either you vote because you're going to vote, you know, by party, so it doesn't matter, you're just going to vote by party, or you're going to vote because this one person, it's poison. This other person is poison with sludge. So what do we do? Well, we obviously don't want the poison and the sludge, so we'll just vote for the poison.
Right, right.
It's like somebody, you go to a restaurant. They said, what would you like to drink? I would like water. Okay. And then another person, what would you like to drink? I like soda. And they said, well, we only have water. Okay, I'll take water. But like, okay, do you want like lemon with it? Or do you want sludge? And it's like, wait, what? And it's like, yeah, we only got lemon or we got sludge. Well, I don't like lemon. So you want sludge? Well, I don't like sludge either. Oh, okay. Well, what do you want? Can I just have water? No, you got to get water with lemon or you got to get it with sludge. So you're going to obviously take the water with the freaking lemon because the sludge is going to have you over at John Hopkins as a science experiment for like the next week or so while you got a fucked up stomach. So like, no, or worse.
I feel like it's the H2O joke that chemists make. It's like you go to a restaurant and you say, I'll have water. And the other person, I'll have H2O too. And so they bring out water and H2O2, which is hydrogen peroxide, and the other person drinks it and dies. That's what they're doing right now. You can have water, or you can have H2O2. One of them's going
to
kill
you. Abbott and Costello didn't get a chance to do that one.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to figure out is, what's the guy's name on first base? What's the guy's name on second base? I'm not asking who's on second. Who's on first? I don't know. Third base?
But, I mean, Biden would appreciate that joke.
You know, that's if Biden can we're not doing this.
Yeah.
I will say, because I have to recuse myself sometimes, he's not as bumbly as the media makes him seem.
I believe
montages of Trump too doing the same kind of.
Let's keep it a buck. Both of them should be playing bingo on a Sunday, all right? Making decisions that put the rest of us in, like, some fucked up situation. Like, I'm so tired of these old-ass people making decisions where half of them don't remember the way they put their pants the other day.
Bad grandpa, too.
You know what? No, it was one comedian who literally, you know what? The best way is that I honestly think that this goes is that we should have just started it a long time ago. You want to be president, you got to get in the ring. And whoever walks away winning that is obviously president.
You know, this whole thing reminds me, though, when we talk about, the lesser of two evils and everything, the last time people actually were voting for the president because of what they stood for was Obama.
Yeah.
Remember when, like 2008, this man, like, I remember the cover, I think it was Time magazine. You saw Obama with, like, an aura.
Yeah.
Like a Jesus, like, aura around him. Like, everybody was excited to vote for this man.
Yes.
Change, we can't believe it. Whether or not you felt he did, he made that change or not, the concept of voting for a president was there back in 2008.
I would just like to say I would like to nominate Will Smith.
No, hell no.
I mean, he'll slap a bitch.
There it is.
No.
But he's also...
Okay, fine. Would you vote for Dwayne?
The Rock Johnson?
Finally, The Rock has come back to the White House.
Hold on. Is his vice president Kevin Hart? Because the answer is no.
No. Oh, God.
I want to see him get up there and just give the entire, like, people that are, like, on Capitol Hill the people's eyebrow. Just like, you know, as he scans.
I just want to say, I would like for it to be known that if 385 House of Representative members was able to come to agreement to ban TikTok, then everything else they have done means that they can come into agreement for what's in the best interest of the American people, and they refuse to do it. So I think that you, as American citizens, do your due diligence and research other people going up against their seat. And if they're willing to work for us, I say vote them out.
Well, look, I want to
do what's best for you.
I want to steer away from politics because I have a much more important issue which I need to express on here. Okay.
Okay.
Buildings may crumble because of this. All right.
Apple, I don't like where this is going.
Me neither.
Apple owes me a pizza.
What?
I need Apple to pay me $8.25 for my pizza because I set that timer on. I said set timer for 15 minutes and I saw the timer start.
Okay.
And a half hour later, I go over there and I see a brown ass pizza with that brown halo around it and it burnt and the timer stopped. The timer, it was going to like 14:59, 14:50. And then when I checked it again, it was at 15 minutes. What happened, Apple? I need my money. I want my pizza. That was a good pizza, too. It was, I forgot the name of it, but it was, it,
It was like an all cheese pizza, but it had like four different types of cheeses. It had like that mozzarella little plate cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was good. I didn't get to eat it, L. I tried to eat it. You can't eat burnt pizza.
This is why Google Pixel is the superior phone. But, you know, I'm sorry that your timer didn't
work. Can take that shot. I don't care. All I know, I just want my
I'm
money.
I'm getting so tired of you people. Listen, nobody cares about what phone y'all got. All right, fine. You got Google Pixel. That's great. Okay, fine. Somebody else got like a fucking iPhone 25. Who gives a fuck? Does it make calls? Yes. Okay. Are you able to do shit?
For 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
You can have whatever phone you want, as long as they write me a check.
Listen, Rob's phone doesn't want to actually remind him when the timer went. Okay.
Because he wanted to burn that pizza. It wasn't a good pizza, I promise you. It was a good pizza, but not good pizza. What kind of pizza was it?
You're actually right about that. I forgot the name of it. It had like a mouth. There was like a picture of a mouth on it, though.
See?
We can't say, listen. We got a podcast.
I'm going to hurt somebody.
We got a podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're definitely not getting sponsored because you said something about the Apple overlords, and now we're really fucked in the game.
Well, Google might sponsor us.
I hate y'all.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
And to anyone that sells pizza, I can't endorse it, but Rob and Al can endorse your pizza, whether you are
I'm not endorsing
fresh
shit
or frozen.
Fuck your frozen pizza.
Oh, see, now you're the one messing up brand deals now, homie.
No, because we're going to get a... When do we not on this show find a way to mess up a brand deal? No. Like, fuck your... No.
I'm sorry,
I'm going to endorse pizza, but it ain't going to be some frozen bullshit. Y'all going to give some good shit. DiGiorno.
And DiGiorno's gone down.
Hey, I still like the crust with the cheese in it and stuff. Like they got a couple ones.
I had the weirdest pizza recently, and it was from Trader Joe's, and I'm ashamed to say that I ate it, but it was so good.
Don't be ashamed. You know why? There's somebody out there buying sushi that's not from a 7-Eleven in Japan. They're buying convenience store sushi, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Speaking
of, don't feel bad.
Wegmans has purple sweet potato sushi. It is amazing. So good.
Wegmans be cheating.
I know.
Wegmans be cheating.
And I'm okay with it.
Me too.
I was like, that purple sweet potato sushi was the bomb. But it was vegan cheeseburger pizza and it had pickles on the pizza.
Told you.
And I was like,
pickles on pizza. Pickles on pizza.
I was so sad.
2024, pickles on pizza. Need y'all stop hating. It's happening. It's coming. Pickles on pizza. Pickles on pizza, y'all.
How many pickles?
It was like
as
a
many
lot
as
of
you
pickles
can finally get on a month of pizza, pickles on pizza.
Nah, there's nuance to that.
Nah. Pickles on pizza.
There's degrees and measures.
No. There you go.
See, man, you're like radicalized, okay? We need to set boundaries.
I ain't doing
here
that group thing shit with you, Rob. We getting pickles on pizza as much as you can motherfucking play on the motherfucking pizza.
Of pickles. We're gonna need to not do by any means necessary. Okay,
what you mean by any means necessary?
That's too much power for one man.
No, pickles on a pizza. Pickles
a
on a pizza.
I'm making that a shirt
all day.
Hey,
every day.
It takes a nation.
You want to limit? You want to limit pickles on pizza? I want people to stop wearing perfume at the gym.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah,
trying to catch a honeypot.
She ain't catching nobody. She ain't catching nobody's. Anybody? Look,
just making.
You can't put cologne. You can't put cologne or perfume on funk. It don't work out.
Like, here's my thing. Why would you put the smell good on if you're about to go to the gym and work out where your body's going to perspirate because you're going to be sweating if you're actually working out, right? Why would you do that? I promise you, the perfume or the cologne is not going to help you with your wham bam get that person. It's not going to get the kitty or the dick in the bed. I hate to tell you that. I hate to tell you that. Well, isn't all right? There, like, and all you're doing is making people sneeze. All right? I'm up there. I'm trying to do the chest press. All right? And I'm up there having to hold in the goddamn sneeze. And as soon as I go ahead and get my chest press, I'm sneezing because your dumb ass got to go put perfume on for everybody. That's another thing. If you're going to wear it, you're just supposed to do a little light spritz. Why are you acting like you took the whole fucking bottle, you took the cap off, you threw it to the side, okay, and then you dumped that shit. You Bobby Shmurda'd the fucking cap to the damn bottle when he threw his jacket and he starts dancing. You don't do that to perfume or cologne. The fuck? All right, I mean, I'm up here trying to work out. Don't be trying to save him. I'm up here trying to work out. And then all of a sudden, I got a smell of shit. And I don't even think you're in the same area. I think you're literally at the door, the entrance where you walk in. How is it you wear enough for everybody in the motherfucking gym? The fuck is wrong with you? And then you know when I thought that shit was over. The shit was wherever they were sitting or wherever they were at, the stench followed you. That ain't the first time that happened. I was at a concert, me and my wife chilling. This lady, she's standing not that far away from us. I could smell what she got on. All right. I thought she was there to go ahead and meet the light of her life on Valentine's Day. So she out with a friend and they up here chilling. They watching a concert. I'm sitting here smelling the shit and I'm like, God damn, ma'am, you wore enough perfume for everybody in the space. And then what I hate is when we leave that motherfucker, we get back, I can still smell it. I'm glad that my wife is not a jealous person, because let me tell you, y'all, if anybody were to walk up into a spot and then the stench follows you home when you ain't been around no type of person, and then you walk in there and your significant other smells that shit, next thing you know, they checking your phone thinking you out cheating or some shit like that because they smell somebody else on you. You should be able to sue. No, fuck that. Fuck you wearing that shit at the gym for?
I'm telling you, I get scared of those instances because I'm thinking in my head, if you're wearing that much perfume, you know, maybe you obviously forgot to put on your deodorant or your speed stick slowed down or your right guard went left.
I wish you slow the fuck down.
Okay.
And think about your choices before you walk out the goddamn.
But the fact that your deodorant was not there and perfume was, I can only imagine what this person must have smelled like if they weren't wearing that.
It was so powerful. Listen, the fact that this shirt that I had, I had came home, I'm still smelling it. I'm like, where were you sitting on the equipment? And listen, and you know, anytime you finish working out, you're supposed to go ahead, you take the spray bottle, you wipe stuff down, right?
All right.
Even the stuff that they got, the solution they got in the bottle, couldn't stop this mess. It was just unstoppable.
Oh, no.
I told my wife about it. I'm like, the fuck? I can still smell in a fucking shirt and lift the shirt. And she's like, Lisa, smells good. I'm like, no. No, fuck that. Fuck that. Because I ain't come to the gym to go ahead and smell like your... No, fuck you.
That actually happened. That actually happened to me when a woman was in... Came to the office, one of our customers, and she wasn't even that. She was like 100 feet away from me, but her stench was so powerful that I went home and my wife had questions for me.
See?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's real.
And if you know his wife, you can already imagine how that's going.
Yeah, she had questions for me, and I had to explain to her. Fortunately, I did a good job in explaining, okay, a person came to the office that had on a lot of perfume, and the aroma got into my clothes.
Oh, wow. I would like to say that I work with not one, not two, but four different people in my office who can smell the lightest scent, and they put out a memo saying that we would ask for you to be respectful in the office and not to wear any overpowerful scents.
Yeah.
One time they was like, what are you wearing, Christine? I'm like, soap. Soap. Also, I wear a lot of men's fragrances, so I used to mess with a lot of people who I used to date. They're like, who the hell? Like, they'd be like, who the fuck are you hugging on? I'm like, oh yeah, I got this scent for free. It's a men's scent. I like it on me.
You know who's a major victim of this? Like a culprit?
Who?
high-pressure salesmen.
Yeah.
For some reason, high-pressure salesmen drench themselves in cologne.
They do.
And then if you shake their hand, your hand smells like obsession the rest of the day.
Yeah. But you know why they do that? Because typically in sales, which no one ever talks about, in sales, most salespeople sweat a lot.
Sweat a lot, yeah.
And, like, it's like you they have to hide the scent. Because sometimes the sweat smells worse than the perfume.
Yeah. And that leads me back to L's scenario is that person probably was, you know, packing some heat in terms of funk and they had to do something.
Nah. I'm trying not to go like fooling like call a person out.
Right.
But I think what happened is that they honestly thought I'm going to the gym,
Sabrina,
and I'm gonna smell nice, and they put that whole fucking smell good on, and they just fucked the shit up. They just fucked the shit up, and that's really where it's at, because I'll be seeing the same people in the gym for like the past week or so,
yeah,
and it's a group of ladies that come in there, and they just be doing their thing.
Right.
But I think in this particular, this one lady came in, looked like she should be going to the casino.
Yeah.
But she decided she want to come there and work out first. And she got the smell good on. And she got a lot of the smell good on. And that shit was ripping and running through the whole goddamn place.
Oh, I forgot my thing is on silent.
So.
But with that being said, my timer went off.
Okay.
I just have it on silent.
So, shout out to Google.
What type of phone is that?
This one's the Pixel 8.
They got Pixel 8? Got my money?
They don't got
They got
money.
My money?
No. Rob.
No, you're going to have to talk to Apple.
You ain't getting no money from Apple.
Oh, I'm getting my money.
You got to go talk to Tim Cook.
Yeah, like, you ain't getting no money from Apple.
I don't even
What's
know.
What's his number?
Cook? Oh, let's see.
Oh, gosh. I'll call him up myself.
You ain't getting that money, bro. I'm sorry. You're not getting that cash.
It's going to be some consequences and repercussions.
Hey, so
okay, Cook, Google, what is Tim Cook's phone number?
Oh my gosh, don't do this.
Yo,
stop. I'm glad it didn't say it. I'm like, oh, come on now. Don't be up here doxing shit. We never get
really
on this
shit. Oh, okay. All right, shoot.
It's the public relations number.
They better be able to relate to my pain and give me my 825. That's all I know.
What if it's like
Do
Tim
you
want to
call a number
phone?
and see what can be said? Do you want to call the number? Do you? No. Hold on. I will pause the music. We will do the stupid shit. We will do the stupid shit. Oh, no. You can't sit here and talk about it. And then I say, well, we with the shenanigans
right,
and
fine,
you not
all
do
right,
it.
Fine. All right, fine. Call then.
All right. Take this off of mute. Chris, text me a number.
Okay, 1 second.
That's right. I'm telling myself.
Oh, yeah. I haven't finished switching all my apps over yet. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm going to
probably name this episode Fuck It. It just be like, why? Oh gosh. We are definitely not a good role model. All right. Let's see. Copy number. All right. We haven't done this in a while, like calling random restaurants and shit.
Thank you for calling Apple's Media Helpline. If you would like to contact Apple's media team in the U.S., please send an email to media.help@apple.com. Have a great day.
What? Hell no! God damn it.
Oh, gosh!
Hi, welcome to Apple's media team. Send us an email. One.
You know why? Because they probably, the day they put that number out,
yeah,
they realize, oh, this phone going to be ringing off nonstop. And they said, we're not going to do that anymore.
No, we're not going to do that. I'm sorry, Rob.
Yeah.
Where's their headquarters? You know what?
You're not getting that money, my guy.
I don't even want the money. I just want the pizza.
So you want them to just send you a pizza?
Or as an option, they can send me a coupon, you know, or a coupon or credit store. I don't care how they do it. I just want to eat my pizza, okay? They can come up with whatever creative thing they want to do. They want to send an Apple Pay. I got that too. It's all good. I'm hungry. I only had a cinnamon graham crunch this morning for breakfast and my s'mores coffee. So, yeah.
S'mores coffee is delicious.
I don't know about now because shit had a refrigerator, but.
I'm still trying to eat anyway.
Hey.
MF Doom is helping, though. Food.
Fancy clown, y'all. Oh, gosh.
Beef rat will end up letting teeth cap.
Totally different song, bro.
I know. Don't go MF Doom snob on me.
I'm going to go MF Doom snob, man. This is Fancy Clown, man. You go rapping something completely different.
Because I got beef.
Wait, why does he...
So, Chris, how you been?
I've been okay.
I'm done over there.
Oh, no.
I'm just done. Look. This has been the episode of nonsense, except for, like, the most serious shit. Y'all know what y'all subscribe to. I don't know. We thank you. I guess I should totally mention that we got a Patreon.
Yeah, we have. This Patreon is definitely amazing. You need to go subscribe and listen to it.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, all of them are amazing, but this one is.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a lot of fun talking about copyright and also believing in yourself. If there's nothing else that you get from this pod episode today, it's about believing in yourself, okay? I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to think about all of the qualities that you have as a person, your good qualities, and what you would like to do, okay? I want you to think about how you can better yourself, okay? How you can better yourself, how you can take something that is important to you and expand and create that and make that business plan that you've been thinking about. You know, think about those dreams and goals that you have, and you know, and put that to work. I mean, you got this. All right, nobody else is going to tell you. You know, we're going to tell you that you got this. You can succeed. You can be the you that you need to be.
Manifest right. Destiny.
That's why I'm putting this relaxing ass motherfucking music on. Because I believe in you. I think you can reach your goals.
You are the future.
You are the bone in your sword.
You are the one that makes a brighter day, so let's start giving.
You are the star in the sky.
Look, I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking if he'll change his ways.
Are you going to change your ways? Because you're a winner. You go look in that mirror right now and you say, hey, motherfucker, I'm a winner.
It's time to make a change. Tupac said it. It's time the way we change the way we eat, the way we live, and the way we treat each other. See, the old way wasn't working, so we got to do what we got to do to survive.
For the next 6 motherfucking minutes, we're telling you that you can be somebody, motherfucker.
Be all you can be.
Not in the army.
But not necessarily in the army.
In your life.
In your life.
Are you going to let that punk ass motherfucker at your job keep telling you that you can't be the motherfucker that you know you can be?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where the hell are we going with this?
Yeah. You ever thought about all those dreams and goals that you had that you gave up for that punk ass motherfucker that's sitting on your couch right now? They ain't doing shit. But you out there working your ass off. You ever thought about that? Huh? When you get home from the strip club after working 8 hours a day.
I think this is more now about you now, man.
On the pole. You doing tricks?
Wait, how do we get to
you
stripping?
You doing tricks? Shift. You up here, you doing your damnedest. I'm talking to the people. You doing your damnedest to make it work.
If there's a stripper out there that would like to come on the show, I got questions. Have y'all unionized yet? Do y'all work
I mean,
hours?
Chris Rock said...
You got to think about you.
Chris Rock said the mission is to make sure she stays off the pole. I mean...
Listen.
As a father to a daughter, your job is to make sure she doesn't have to get on pole.
Know what
Unfortunately, a lot of them have failed at that.
I don't know what y'all got going on in your life. My co-hosts are questioning shit, but I'm here to tell you, you can do the motherfucker. All right? You can go out there and be somebody. So that plan that you've been thinking about hatching, go ahead and do that shit. You thinking about starting that business, you go ahead and do that shit. You thinking about going ahead and finally calling that motherfucker up that you haven't been talking to because you've been scared, you go ahead and shoot your motherfucking shot.
No, don't do it. You have Mercury retrograde coming up. Do not do it.
You want to cook crystal meth? You ain't get that advice from me. That was Big Rob. I don't know what you said. But you can do what the fuck you want to do legally.
If you desire to do that, go to school and become a pharmacist.
I know some things about computers. I can do money laundering, you know.
Okay, listen.
Move to New Hampshire.
Listen, maybe
move to New Hampshire
maybe
in the woods.
Maybe this isn't the best
VPN VPN connection, that way they won't.
You need to hear some positivity in your life. And we at 3ABP, one of us being muted, want you to know that you can be all that you need to be and more.
If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere.
I don't wanna be like L that mutes people.
Because this was a moment for people to realize their dreams, and here you are trying to turn them into criminals. But listen, if you want to be a criminal, just be real smart about the shit. Don't be doing any stupid shit.
Don't become a criminal. Seeing you on cable news and being made fun of memes and like on like the first 48,
and then you know we're gonna talk about it. Like we really are gonna like bring up the article and be talking about you. You know, but hey,
and don't mention us either. Don't say 3ABP did it. Now I'll find you.
Oh, the PR run is going to be fantastic because we just going to appear on like to Tonight Show somewhere, and we were just trying to, you know, positivity, and they decided to go be a criminal.
I mean, it might be good because that means we have enough listeners that it got that far.
We have listeners like worldwide.
Yeah, that's true, but you know.
We actually have listeners worldwide. I know, right? That's crazy. The Struggle Podcast, struggling to be serious. That is this episode. The Struggling Podcast, struggling to be serious.
Somebody in Guam is listening to us right now.
I want to know, why did they vote for that man in New York? Just because
they
didn't like Biden.
Relax this shit anymore.
And also, y'all can send me a penny. Send Chris a penny. I'm going to create a Cash App so y'all can send me a penny or a quarter. If all of our listeners send me a quarter, I'll do something really good with it.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I really think that when it comes to Chris saying she's going to do something good, she really does. She really will. She really will.
There's some people I need to buy socks for and shove it in their mouth.
Whoa. So, it's been real.
Yeah, that. Why'd I suddenly get Pulp Fiction in my head when you said that?
Sorry.
The Marcellus Wallace and the guy in the back with the gimp.
That would be a really good charity. Donate check. Socks.
Hey, so
this has been another episode of 3APP.
Homeless people need socks. Even during the spring, their feet are about to get real dirty.
Chris, and, like, they don't they hurt. Need socks in their mouth, though. That's something.
Oh, no.
That, yeah.
But that's usually where they end up at.
Why? Why would it be there?
I don't ask those questions. I just give them what they ask for.
And how do you know this?
I've seen it happen before. The guy asked for a pair of socks, and I went into the Walgreens and brought him a pair of socks.
Okay.
And then, like, I walked away, got in my car, and the socks were in his mouth. I don't know what happened in between that 2 points. I drove away after that because I was like, I'm witnessing a psychological breakdown, and I cannot help them.
I just made a connection. That's where put a sock in it comes from.
Yep.
What? Oh.
Bye.
Yeah, this has been another episode of 3ABP. Rob,
I got. You know what? You did it for me. We'll just go with your daily, with your affirmation there. Be all you can be and achieve your dreams. I think you said it eloquently.
Yeah, I was actually trying to be a little serious, and you see how that went. But hey, yeah, no. Seriously, y'all. Love yourself. Be easy out there. This has been... We tried being serious. We tried.
Yeah,
we did. It's just not us.
It wasn't happening this time.
Hey, make sure y'all check out Flo Milli's new album, Fine Ho Stay. Make sure you also keep a lookout for Rhapsody. She got a new album that's dropping in May. Cardi actually dropped some new heat. That was a song I believe we came into on this.
Yeah.
All right. Song's called Enough. It's a lot of dope shit that's out there. Tierra Whack dropped a brand new album. Please go check it out.
Yep.
For all of those that are like, yo, y'all normally talk about music shit. I know we were slacking. But the biggest thing we wanted to talk about music was with the streaming. We're definitely hoping Tashita Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib. There we go. Definitely gets that going because musicians definitely need to be making a livable wage off of streaming. With that being said, y'all be easy. Stay out of trouble. All right. Y'all know how it goes. And we'll catch you the next time on 3ABP. I'm one of your hosts, Renzo.
Big Rob signing off.
Oh, hey, it's me, Chris. Bye.
By the way, we did that when you were away.
Yeah,
for the previous episode.
We actually did that.
We substituted for you.
I'm sorry. I had to go pee.
Hey, gotta go.
It's all good. You know what? Hold up. Wait, there's an artist by name?
What? I gotta go pee?
No.
Actually, now that's my new artist name.
There's a... Enjoy the song called Secret Lover by... Muthaka. I was looking for a song called Motherfucker and I came across Muthaka.
Okay.
Hey, this is a vibe. Y'all be easy, y'all.
See ya. Riding the wave like I'm riding on. Tell me what you can do, what you do to me.